All right, your thoughts on the event tonight, Governor. What did you want to get across? What was your message?
Well, the message was I'm just really proud to be here and supporting both Barb and Ken. I've worked with Ken on many issues. We both come from local government. Ken was a board of supervisor. I was a county treasurer. The very first bill that I signed as governor was a water quality bill to provide a dedicated and growing long-term revenue source for water quality. First time I met Barb and heard her speak at a public forum at the Capitol, I beelined over there and I said, if you're not, have you ever thought about running for office? And if you haven't, I hope you will, and I'd do whatever I can to support you. And so I've tried to encourage people to run, especially if they align with things we're working on, and Barb certainly does. And so I was really happy to endorse her, and phenomenal crowd, a lot of energy, great turnout. She's working her tail off, they both are, and so we'll be anxious to get through the primary, and then hopefully we'll focus on the general.
And this endorsement of Barb and some other people have been historic. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen elected officials weighing in. There's a lot of primaries happening with redistricting. So, you know, whether it's been Senator Grassley's race or some of the other ones. But, you know, I talk to parents every single day and I just continue, and it continues to elevate their concerns on what's happening in the school and how they're taking parents out of the equation. And they just are really fearful of that. They don't believe that a seventh grader should be making choices on whether information should be shared with the parent or not. And I've just seen videos of kids fighting in classrooms. There's a lot of things. And so we haven't been able to get it across the finish line, and that's parental choice. And so we're going to try to find the candidates that support it. I feel like I have an obligation to really provide some kind of an answer to the concerns that I'm hearing from parents. And I believe with all of my heart, this is not a zero-sum game. It will strengthen our whole educational system. It's critical that I have a strong public education system in the state of Iowa, and we can do better, and we will do better.
Awesome. Thank you, Governor. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Have a good trip back.